Good evening. It's March the 8th, 2019. It's around 9 o'clock here in Little Saigon, Seattle. That's 9 p.m. for all the rubes that live out in the hinterland, living off the gamba's grease and the leftover dead crocodiles and all the monstrosities you find by the side of the road. And if you're wondering, boy, Dan's tone sounds nicer, more optimistic. It's because, well, maybe there are several reasons. I had a job interview today. It went pretty well. I think that my odds of getting this contract job are around 80%. Now, of course, when I say that, there really is no guarantee of any kind of job, but it was good. Interview went well. I expected to see more sharpshooting, like questions that were more designed to see me lose my shit rather than delve into my knowledge. But in reality, the interviewers were pretty decent, kind. And as an added fact that is not at all, you know, related and may even sound fucking racist, not one of them was from India or China. Now, you could say, Dan, are you saying that the white man is not a dick? That is not what I'm saying. You build your fucking time machine back to the Trail of Tears, or some fucking concentration camp, or hell, just go to one of the bombed out husks, right? H-U-S-K-S. One of the bombed out shitholes in Libya or Syria or Iraq or Afghanistan, you have absolute proof of the fucked up nature of the white man. So it's not about that, really. But there is a certain select group of people, and I don't know how to describe this, who get selected to come to the United States and be so important to our STEM crisis economy here in fucking Seattle. And they can be real fucking assholes. It's almost like there's a college for douchebags in Shanghai or Mumbai. I don't really give a fuck because the interview went really fucking well. In order to protect the interview results, I'm not going to tell you where I went to the interview. But I can tell you there aren't that many major software slash software delivery slash software as a service, whatever you want to call it, companies in the Seattle area. It's not as if there's tons of competition there. Just drinking a little water. So you could at least make a good guess. There probably would be, if you did your proper research, a 1 in 5 or a perhaps 1 in 4 chance of being right, just taking a blind guess if you did a little fucking research. But yeah, I went to a major software corporate campus today to do an interview and it went well. And it's a decent job. Do I love the idea of working for these companies? No, but I've learned a lot in the last decade. For the most part, I've learned that pretty much any company you work for in this country today is connected to some kind of evil. So if you're saying to yourself, as I often have, I don't want to work for a company that's evil, I don't know what to tell you. If we're in Sodom, as I suspect, a modern version of Sodom, no, I'm so sorry, Lot. You're not going to find a job in Sodom where people aren't pieces of shit. But actually, the dudes I interviewed with today, and they were dudes, they weren't women. Not that I think that women suck. I think I've met one or two that know how to program, but truly, wow, I just alienated a bunch of women. But yeah, it went pretty well. And then I was walking across the campus, looking at all the young men and women from various places, completely encapsulated and protected from reality. It was like a major dopamine surge. Can you imagine going from Little Saigon to one of the protected zones, the safe zones, where people actually believe they have a fucking future? I'm not saying they do have a future. No, that's not my fucking point. But just walking across that campus and sensing all their excess dopamine. And yeah, it was as if these people were in such a glorious heightened state of general bliss and ignorance that they effused dopamine and serotonin from their pores like some crazy teenager emitting pheromones and hormones and all kinds of other crazy ass shit. It was a real high. And in the sense that LSD can be a bad high, I would probably classify it as a similar experience to dropping acid. And since I have in my life recently, at least in the last few years, dropped some LSD, I know what that feels like. And yes, I would compare walking across that corporate campus, all sequestered from the fucking world, with people pretending that reality does not exist. It was like someone took a giant syringe of dopamine and serotonin and tossed in some of that THC that fucking Ken Kesey was given back in the 1960s. So yeah, I'm in a pretty good fight. I'm still riding that high. I didn't even have to take a drug, didn't have to smoke a joint. All I had to do was walk across that wretched campus of fools, knowing one thing, that they're all enjoying the hot tub of existence until the temperature reaches boiling and they don't care. They are texting and apping and dancing their way to oblivion. They are just so very happy about their next tech summit, you know, where some robot will show up and deliver a fucking pizza. And yeah, another interesting thing about this campus, this corporate campus where I interviewed today, pretty much no homeless people. Now, I know that homeless people are everywhere, but my guess is in these communities, these special King County, Seattle communities, they've got a dumping site, something special, something that Kurt Schlichter would love. Probably a big hole someplace where you just load the fucking homeless on trucks and dump them in the fucking pit. Because, as you all know, and this is absolutely logically the case, homeless people cause the economy to crash. Not stupid bankers, not derivatives bets, not crazy people who think that human shelter is a kind of pyramid scheme. No, no, no. If you want to blame people, if you want people to blame for the economy turning to shit, go find a homeless person and beat them up and then toss them in the truck that takes them to the fucking pit. And there, if you go to the pit, you'll be like Vincent Price in that old movie, Last Man on Earth, staring at the body dump. Army soldiers using flamethrowers to set the piles on fire, tossing gasoline down the hole. Yeah, I'm in a great fucking mood. I actually am. But I have the intelligence to realize that just walking across that corporate campus was like a fucking drug. Anywho, I hope to find out about this job sometime early next week. Like I said, it's just 80%. Perhaps it's closer to 70%. It's a little weird. It's a little weird because it's almost as if the system is set up in such a way that no matter how big a fuck you give to the system, they'll figure out a way to suck you back in. Like that turd you can't eject from your anus. You push and you push and you push, but nope, the sphincter pulls you right back in, right back up the fucking anus. And yeah, I think this was good news, and I'm glad I expressed it in the proper way. I did not get any additional calls from Tanya today. Tanya, my lovely Tanya, the Zero Hedge, make $90 an hour working from home, selling human body parts, Tanya. I got no calls from her today. I wonder why. Could it be I was so sarcastic to her yesterday? Maybe. Oh, Tanya, you called me and promised me money, but I gave you my credit card number, Tanya. You called and said I can make money like $90 an hour, oh, Tanya. I clicked on that link on Zero Hedge, and it sent me to an dark website using the onion routing protocol. Tor. Yeah, and you know, you can make $90 an hour from home. And all you have to do is set up a database. And you know, for organization's sake, I would probably keep it encrypted. According to the work from home site, what you need are box cutters, rubber gloves, bags of ice, some garbage bags, and some people you can find. To bring this full circle, some homeless people you can find, you know, you get them a little drunk, you say, hey, you want some Ripple? Would you like a fifth of whiskey, some vodka? How would you like a little bit of scotch, you fuck? Then you get them drunk and you take them back to that hotel room that you paid with cash. Remember, always pay with cash. And yeah, I would also suggest, if you're a man dressed like a woman, if you're a woman dressed like a man, don't be afraid of using a little tradecraft. Don't be afraid of a disguise. If you want to, pretend to be an old lady, and you can make $90 from home. You just walk those streets of Seattle looking like an old lady with a bag full of vodka and say, hey man, you want to come back to my place and help me with my little fucking figurines and shit? And the fucking homeless guy says, well, will you give me some food? And, well, fuck, man, I'm going to give you a fifth of whiskey. But I'm going to ask you to finish it off before we get back. Get into the van with the other folks. So you drive the van to that little hotel off of Aurora. For those of you who remember the past, Aurora, which becomes Old 99. Somewhere along the way, maybe it's even Pacific Highway, but back in the day, right? And you take him to that crappy little hotel off of Aurora, someplace around 80th Street, maybe 120th Street. Listen, they take cash. You need to pay them with cash. You get them drunk as fuck. You get some fentanyl patches and you patch them right up. And once they're passed out and nearly dead, or actually dead, you take them into the bathroom one by one. Yeah, you're gonna have to pick them up. Maybe put them on a fucking, I don't know, some type of a hand truck or a wheelbarrow. Use a hand truck and move them into the bathroom. Put them into the fucking, you know, the fucking bathtub. Fill it with ice. Reuse the ice. And cut away. Remove the heart and the lungs. Remove the interior organs. All of them. Don't waste anything. All the organs are useful. There are many places in China that will believe that special kinds of magic come from dried pancreas. It's unlikely that the livers will be useful for transplant, but hey, keep them on ice because you never know. This is all very dark, you could say. Well, you say, Dan, listen, I clicked on that link on Zero Hedge and I spoke to Roberta. I spoke to George. They promised me millions in the, well, I don't know, home wellness and the trillion-dollar home wellness and health industry. They'll do that. They'll promise you trillions, and then they'll take everything. All you need is whiskey, some Xacto knives, some box cutters, rubber gloves, bags of ice, garbage bags, and the fucking iron will of a man or woman, or man-woman or woman-man, or it. You need the iron will of a monstrosity, knowing that every day might be the last, every breath is a rage against the pointlessness of walking this cursed earth. And that's how I feel, having been on that corporate campus today, thinking about the whiskey dreams of $90 an hour, selling shit, working from home. Have a great evening.